Again, Yishma mina tlas. And here we hear three chedushim. Shma mina mekach ena kavas ela bedover shenigra malachtoi. That a mekach, that we say if you buy fruit, it's called a kvas, you can't eat from it, it's only if the fruits are in its final stage already. But if the fruits, like here, these figs, were not finished, you still want to try them out yet, even though you bought them, you're allowed to eat them in an achilas arai. O shma mina roiva amioretz maizunhein. Also, we see from here that is a din of demai. When you buy peris of an amoretz, you have to take off maizunhein. It's not like a vadechiv. It's only called demai means it's a chumra biyama midrabonin. Because really, roiva amoretz do take off maizunhein. So really, it should be potter. That's why it's called Lashon of Demai. It's only a Chumra B'Yalma that we have to do it. Ushma Min, another Chiddush is, Maitzvin Demai Miyamoritz Afilu B'Dover Shenigma Malachtoi. That even though you bought these fruits off the Yamoritz before it was in its finished process, still, when you go to the Chilos Kva, you have to first take off the Trumas of Maitzvus. In other words, even though the fruits are the Nigma Malachton, still we say, you have to take off demai. Maizrim demai is miamoras afilu b'davar shenigra malachtoi. So I'm not sure what the chiddush is. One way you can learn the chiddush is that it's still only called demai. That maybe since lo nigra malacht, like for sure they didn't take off maizrus yet. We say no, still you have to take off demai. Still it's only called demai. Or else maybe since it's lo nigra malachton yet, maybe about midiraisis, there's no chiv trumas maizrus. So melo midirabonin, you shouldn't have to do it. Kamashmon, yes, even though it's only chiv midirabonin, still you have to take off trumas maizrus. Now the Gemara said, that's what we say if you buy it, your potter, that's lafuke mihod etznan, not like we just learned. The etznan we learned like this, hamach liv perisim chaveroi. This is like you're exchanging a pound of apples for a pound of pears. So Rashi said this is called hainu mekach, that's called you're buying it. That ze lechol ve ze lechol, both places they're finished, it's in its final stage, you want to eat it. Ze lixes ze lixes, or else each one of them is not in its final stage yet. I want to sell you, I'm giving you a pound of figs that I want to dry out yet, and you give me back a pound of grapes that I want to squeeze out yet to get the wine, so both of them are not finished yet. Now, or else, zeh lechol v'zeh lixos, one is finished, one is not finished yet, chayiv. Yishno, you have to take off trumas ha'maisus. Rabbi Yehuda Reimer, lechol chayiv. If you're buying fruits that are already finished already, then tak there's a chayiv trumas ha'maisus. Aber lixos potter, yishno, if you buy them, you buy peris that lo nigra malachton, you're buying them and you still have plans to dry them out yet, in such a case you're potter for taking off trumas ha'maisus. So that's what we're learning here, though. That's what Rabbi Yochanan also said, that buying it is not kevas l'maisa. Yeah, hadrin alecho ha'mevi. In other words, left in, that's like a Rav and Paskin for the name of Rabbi Yochanan, that even though you buy the fruits, because the man is l'nigma malachton, it's not kevas l'maisa, you're allowed to eat from it, and achilas arai is still mutter. Yeah, hadrin alecho ha'mevi. Zakti Mishnah, Ma'ashilin Peiros Derech Haruba B'Yomtiv. You're allowed to lower down your fruits, like Rashi says. If you have wheat or barley on top of your roof that you wanted them to dry out, and now you see it's going to start raining soon, and you don't want the rain to ruin your wheat or barley, so you're allowed to throw down the barley through the aruba. That's the window on top of the roof. In other words, on the roof itself there's a window, so it's not that much tirch involved. You're allowed to lower it down there. But then, if there's a window coming up, and it's like our normal windows, there's a wall, and you have to pick it up a little bit to throw it through the window, that's too much tircha, that's also to do on Yom Tov. Right, and the Mishnah says, Avolei b'Shabbos. But on Shabbos, even this much tircha, just letting down the wheat and barley from your roof, is also to do on Shabbos. Vaito mechasen peris bekelim efnei hadlaf. You allow to cover up your peris, if you have fruits, or else there's barley and wheat on top of your roof, and you see now, or else in your house, and you see now some dirty rainwater is going to fall on top of it, you're allowed to cover it up with kelim to protect it, mishum mehefsed momen, this tirch is mutter. V'chein kade yayin v'kade shemen, the same thing, you have a pitcher, a barrel of wine, or a barrel of shemen, that you're afraid the rainwater, dirty water will fall into it, you're allowed to cover it up on Yom Tov. V'noisnin kli tachas hadlaf b'Shabbos, if you have dirty rainwater falling into your house, there's a leak there on Shabbos, you're allowed to put a kli, like a pitcher, underneath it to catch the water, that the water should not ruin your whole house. Even though it's a shalav b'mevato kli mehechonai, we'll see in the Gemara exactly why it's mutter. And we'll see all these cases in the Gemara, what's the halacha. Zot the Mishnah, zot the Gemara. Itma we learned, Rav Yehuda v'Rav Nosson, these two, chad toni mashilin, one is gerus in our Mishnah, the way we have it, mashilin, lowering down the teres through the window of the roof, v'chad toni mashilin. One says the gears in the Mishnah should be mashchilin with a ches. Now, Omer Mazlutra says that both are right. Man de toni mashilin loy mishtabash is not making a mistake. Or man de toni mashilin is also loy mishtabash, is also not making a mistake. In other words, both these lashonis means a lashon of lowering down. Man de toni mashilin, the one that learns in our Mishnah means mashilin, like we have it, loy mishtabash is not wrong. To see the pasuk says ki yishol zeitcha, that if your alas fall off, yishol. To see mashilim is lashon of falling down. Or man de toni mashilim, the one that says the word you give should be mashilim, is also loy mishtabash. He's also not making a mistake. It's man we learned. Hashichol v'haksul. These are two different type of mum that apply to an animal that's a bechor. When a bechor has the mum, then your kohen is allowed to eat it. So hashichol v'haksul. What are these two mumim? Shchol shenishmato yerechai. His yerech, his thigh, fell down. But Rashi says these are both the mumim the Torah says about the surua. That means echad mi'avorav is godu mechaveroi. If one of his limbs is bigger than the other one, that's a mum. So here, shchol means that the thigh fell down. So again, we see shchol means coming down. Ksul means she'echad mi'achaisav gevoya. One of his thighs are higher up. Mechaveroi than it's chaver. So it's very good that you see lashon shchol means lowering down. Omer Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchok. Man de toni mashirin loy mishtabish. Whoever says the lashon of mashirin in our mission is also good. Mashirin also means lashon of lowering down, bringing down. Or man de toni mashirin. If you go to our mishnah, mashirin is also loy mishtabish. He's also not making a mistake. Mashirin also means lowering down. Now, oman de toni manshirin, a third lashon is also loy mishtabish. All these three words also means lowering down. Mashirin, mashirin, and manshirin. Now we say, man de toni mashirin, whoever's girls now mishnah, not mashilin, but mashirin is loy mishtabish, not making a mistake. Titznan, we learned the mishnah nozir. Rebbe Yishmael Loimer, nozir lo yichof roishoi, ba'adama, a nozir, there's a lot of a nozir can't cut off his hair. So he's not allowed to even wash his hair like wash it with dirt, with adama. Nefnei shemashir is asar, because it pulls off the hair. So your lashon of mashir means lashon of coming off, pulling down, the hair comes off. Now, Oman de Toni Mashirin, whoever's girls now Mishnah, the word of Mashirin, is also Le Mishtav, is also not making a mistake. The Tanan we learned, Hashichor Rashi says that's Tar, that's a razor. Al Shem Shemashchir is Tashar, Al Moloshin Ashvolu. You're pulling off the hair, Loshin of coming down. So Hashichor a razor, Vihazug, the scissors, shall Svarim of a barber. Alpha Pish and Echloku, even though they came into two pieces, Timayim, still the tummy. In other words, each piece is still fit to be used. Therefore, it's Mekabel Tumah. Now, Man de Toni Manshirin, the third Lashon of Manshirin, is also Le Mishtabish. You're also not making a mistake. Titznan we learned, Misha Noshroi Kele B'mayim. If your clothing, Rashi says, Noflu B'mayim, your clothing fell into the water on Shabbos, is Mahalach Bem. You let us still continue walking with wet clothing on Shabbos. V'yayna Choshesh, you don't have to be afraid. Some people, we Marasayin, people say you washed your clothing on Shabbos. So you see, in Shenoshru, Manshirin also means falling down. In Ami or else, Mehod Etznan, here that we learn the Mishnah in Peah that says, Ezeu Leket, what's called Leket that the Aniyim have right to take? Hanoyshe Beshash Tzira. The stalks that fall off, Beshash, you're cutting down the stalks, but the one or two that fall down, that's called Leket. You see, Loshen of Hanoyshe, Noyshe also means falling down. Therefore, if you go to our Mishnah, Manshirin is also okay. They all mean the same thing, that your ladder lowered down Peris from your roof into your house on Yom Tif to stop the water. Al Hefsid Mom and its mutter, even though it's a tircha. Since it's not that much tircha, not that much of a bother, this much bother the Rabbanu will matter for you to do on Yom Tif. Vaita. Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, Ma'ashilin Peris Derech Haruba B'Yom Tif. Your ladder lowered down your fruits from the roof down into your house on Yom Tif. For the Gemara Ad Kama. But how much, how many bundles of wheat, of barley, are you allowed to lower down? Is there any shear to exactly how much tircha you could do? Omer Reb Zeir, Omer Rabasi. V'yamilo, Omer Rabasi, Omer Reb Yechidin. Ki oise sheshninu. Like we learned another Mishnah in Shabbos, we'll learn out from that Mishnah in Shabbos, the same halachas that apply here. It says over there, Mefanin arbo v'chomesh kupoi shoteven. V'sheltfua. If you have a room, that you're storing in the room, in the meantime, a few bundles, kupois, full of straw or full of tfuah, of wheat. Now you want to clean out that room on Shabbos with Neyorchim, because you're getting visitors, guests, so you want them to be able to sleep there, eat there, you want to clean out the room. So you're allowed to clean out four or five bundles of tevin and of tfuah. Or else, umifnei bitul beis medrash. You want to give a shiur to learn Torah, and you have no other place to give the shiur to learn Torah, so you're allowed to clean out this room in order to learn there. So we see four or five kupais, that's how much you're allowed to do tircha to clean it out. So Melu Hua Din and Al Mishnah also on Yom Tif, this would be four or five kupas would be mutter to lower down through the roof into your house. So Mara says, no, we can't learn out one halacha from the other for a few reasons. The Dilma may be Shani Hosa, maybe over there in Shabbat it's different. The Yika Bittul Beis Medrash. You want to lower it down in order to make there shouldn't be a Bittul Beis Medrash. Here we're not talking about stopping learning. It's only you want to save money here. Loi, maybe in our Mishnah they were not matter so much of a tircha. Inami also maybe hosam in the time of the Abba v'chamish kupas shari mishum Shabbos. Maybe over there by Shabbos that's why they matter four or five bundles. The chamirit because it's very strict Shabbos. For yosla zazula, if we let you do four or five, we're not afraid you come to be mazals or do more or do other averus. Avo yomtiv mashleika in our Mishnah here it's only on yomtiv to kill. Yom Tov is not so chomer like Shabbos. There's no chiyuv miser on Yom Tov. It's only alive if you do the melacham. For Yosla Zazul debate, we're afraid maybe you come to be mazalzel and do things wrong, other things wrong. So maybe we're not even matter four or five. Klalo klaloi. So what a klalo klalo just means maybe not so much. You can't learn out from that Mishnah Shabbos to our Mishnah on Yom Tov. That's one way to say that on Shabbos is mutta four or five, but maybe here on Yom Tov is not mutta so much. Inami, I'll tell you another svara. Lead the geese. Let's look at it the other way. Hossa minor time over there by Shabbos. You know why it's only mutter 4 or 5 to lack a hefsin moment? Because there's no loss of money over there. That's why they only let you take out 4 or 5 bundles. Avol hocha dika hefsin moment. But over here in our Mishnah, where you see the rain is coming and the rain will ruin your wheat and barley, maybe afilu tuvanami, maybe even a latcher ladder throw down. So therefore, for now, Mishnah, you can't learn out from over there on Shabbos. Therefore, we're still blind by Suffolk and our Mishnah, exactly how many kupas are you allowed to lower down on Shabbos from the roof down to your house. All right, so we'll stop here. Mishnah will continue next tape. All right, we'll stop here.